Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick, head of their game. Well, actually, after their game against Minneapolis. Coming up this week is a game against Riley County. So, Coach, against Minneapolis, you guys win 56-0. I mean, what are your overall thoughts on the game?
It's just like you said, it was a very solid win for our guys. Hats off to Coach Black over at Minneapolis. I think that was one of the best tackling teams we faced all year. But overall, I was pleased with how our kids played on Friday night.
Yeah, as you should be. I mean, they were a fantastic team. You guys really showed up and showed off. And talking about your guys' offense, I mean, Cooper Hike, he has another 4-touchdown day. Not his best in terms of efficiency, but still he finds the end zone 4 times. So tell us what you think about his performance on Friday.
Just like you said, our offense playing very well through 6 weeks. Obviously, Cooper's run the ball very well, and hats off to our offensive line for blocking for him every Friday night, which makes it very easy for Braden as a quarterback back there.
Absolutely. And talking about your offensive line, it seems like we talk about them every single week, and deservedly so, because they've been playing very well. Your thoughts on those guys?
Absolutely. Obviously, our O-line with Coach Mayberry back there, they do a tremendous job every practice. And I think our offensive line really buys into each practice and every Friday night game.
Yeah, and as for your defense, you guys get your second shutout in the last 3 games, and the only non-shutout, you guys only gave up 6 points to Jefferson West just a week ago. So what is your defense clicking right now?
Yeah, our defense is a very senior, junior-led defense, and Coach Stevie back there on the defense coordinator side, he does a very well job every practice and every game, and you can really tell our kids are really buying into that, and I think the sky's the limit on that side of the ball.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back here in just a bit with Coach Gladsick. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick ahead of the game against Riley County. Now, Coach, this is a team, as of right now, is 2-4, but, I mean, the style and the way they play is not quite indicative of their record.
Just like I said, it's just like you said, their overall record is 2-4, but I really think that it's the toughest two-way schedule in the state, so obviously our kids got to be very well prepared and ready to roll on Friday night.
And talking about that preparation, what kind of preparation do you guys do each week to get ready for these games?
They are a very well coached team and a very well balanced team with that rushing attack and obviously the passing attack. So our kids got to be very well focused and very well prepared for both sides of the ball on Friday night.
And kind of going into specifics here with this Riley County team, their offense, it's kind of been hot and cold. I mean, they had 44 points last week. 2 weeks ago, they go 0 against the Bethesda, then they put 39 up in Roy Valley. What are some things that you see in this Falcons offense?
Yeah, it's just like you said, they are a very well-balanced team. Obviously, against the Bethesda, did a very good job of stopping the run. So our secondary is going to get, I think, tested very well this week. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
All right, Coach, one more question, and then I'll let you go here. We have the game coming up this weekend against Riley County. Tell us how bought in these juniors and seniors are.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it started back in the summer with the leadership ability, and I think through 6 weeks, every day and every practice, they're getting 1% better on the field, and it really shows Friday night. So I think the sky's the limit for us, and hopefully we stay healthy and make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, certainly looking like you guys are fit to do so at 6-0 and number one in the state, or number two, kind of depending on who you listen to. So, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys on Friday as you guys take on Riley County.
All right, thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.